This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're going to do things a little differently, but a little bit the same today. Normally on Tuesdays, we do Commander's Rewind. We will do Commander's Rewind. It will be, because we're coming off the bye, there's no game, it'll be the top five throws by Jaden Daniels this season. So we'll do that. So it won't be, I am famous for making Commander's Rewind. It lasts as long as three segments. I don't think I can make Jaden Daniels' top five throws last for three segments, but it's a challenge. Maybe I'll rise to the occasion and we'll get the job done in the 11 o'clock hour. Zach Joachim joins us today instead of tomorrow, and that's because last night was VCU game night over at the Siegel Center, so we caught up. We'll play that for you here in a bit as well. I want to talk more about Bill Belichick in North Carolina. A lot of smoke. No fire yet, but a lot of smoke there. More than you would expect for kind of everybody's initial reaction of, oh, he's just trying to get the NFL moving on him. You know, just trying to send a message. I think this is more than sending a message. I think something's going on here. Also, we need to dig deep on this Trey Wilson tweet. Because I'm not entirely sure what's going on here. So we'll get to the bottom of this. Trey Wilson is the voice of the squirrels, and we love having him on the show. He posted on Twitter, "Please stop texting me about the Altoona McDonald's. I am quite aware of it." Hazel filled me in a little bit, but we'll dive into that maybe and figure out what's going on with the Altoona McDonald's. So a lot to get to today, I guess, is what I'm saying. And an Odyssey Fantasy Football update. I now have two wins this season. Count them. Two entire wins. At Hazel's expense, but you're in the playoffs, so you're good. I would have felt a little bit bad if I'd knocked you out of the playoffs to get my second win of the season.
I would have been significantly more mad had you knocked me out of the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs. Here's why I had no reason to worry. The Odyssey Fantasy Football Playoffs. Are you in any other fantasy football leagues?
No.
Have you ever been in any other fantasy football leagues?
Yes.
How many teams made the playoffs in those leagues? Do you remember?
I think 8.
Really?
It was a big league, though.
Yeah, it's 8 in this league as well.
Okay.
I've never played in an 8-team playoff league. 6 is standard. The leagues I'm commissioner in, it's 4.
Ooh.
I'm a big believer. We played all these games for a reason.
Right.
We're trying to figure out who's the best. seems like a lot of games would be the better way to find out who's the best, as opposed to one game randomly. 8 teams in the Odyssey playoffs. Obviously, I still didn't make it. 12-team league, 8 teams in the playoffs.
Did anyone make it?
We'll talk to the commissioner during crosstalk at 11:45. Maybe get to the bottom of some stuff there. Was out at the Siegel Center last night, so I got to the Siegel Center at 7:15-ish, so the game had already started. I walked in. It was 14-2 VCU. Oh, all right. Well, I appear to have missed the competitive portion in today's game. And then Penn tied it up, and then VCU ran away with it again. So I got, it was like they ran it back. Like, MP didn't get to see us playing well, so let's do it again. Luke Bamboye. He is British. He's the freshman. You heard Robbie Robinson trying to get a Luke Bamboye chant going. Wasn't going to happen last night. AWOD's appeal to the students fell on deaf ears. I don't know what y'all were up to, but you were not at the basketball game last night. Not an empty crowd. It's certainly a respectable crowd, but not a student crowd. Finals week, I guess. Are people are doing things over there? I don't know. Too busy studying to cheer on the basketball team. It's a disappointing commentary on the VCU, I know. We'll straighten that out. My favorite thing at VCU games is the dance team. The Gold Rush Dancers, obviously, are a big part of, you know, the pep is the Gold Rush Dancers, the cheerleaders, the dogs that float from the ceiling when they do the Woodfin promotion. There's a lot. They do a lot of stuff. They got the video board now. They're doing the things. The dancers, they perform for the students. They don't perform for the old people, right? I mean, I'm too old for the Gold Rush Dancers, let alone the actual old people who are there, the donors, I guess you would call them, in the good seats. But the dancers come out and perform towards the donors, not towards the students. So the students are getting rowdy in the student section, but the dancers are performing towards the old people when they come out and dance. My favorite thing about a VCU game is always when they, you know, it's high, that thump, 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 thump music, and, you know, they're dancing, they're moving. And then when it ends, just that side of the stadium, it's like the politest clap. It's just a very, yeah, yeah. Nice work. Good job, everybody. Like they don't know how to respond. Like, well, we saw that, and we're not sure what to do. So here's some light applause. I know that's impressive. I also know that was not allowed on network television when I was young. Those are the competing thoughts. What's the correct amount of clapping that is socially appropriate but will not get me elbowed by my wife? That's the amount. That's my favorite part about a VCU basketball game. Like, just have them perform towards the students. It's for them. That's who it's for.
That would be too easy, MP.
That would be, well, the students have to show first before we can perform for the students.
They were all in the library last night.
All right, actual highlight of the game. Penn, which is one of the worst teams in college basketball, and I'm not, that's the rankings speaking, not me. I don't make the rankings. 340-something in the rankings out of 360 Division I men's basketball teams. So they're not good. Their big man, number 13, is throwing elbow. Like, he's playing like, I came to play tonight. I came to send a message. They're down 10. He gets the ball inside, and he gets a dunk off, and it's a legit dunk. Like, good for him. I don't think Penn gets a lot of dunks. That's my hunch on the Penn basketball team. I don't think the Ivy League does a lot of dunking. So good on him. Gets the dunk, turns towards Christian Furman, and hits him with a flex with both biceps. And it's like, that's a choice. That's interesting. You're like, you're the 340th best basketball team in America. You're going to hit him with the flex. Christian Furman did the coolest thing I've ever seen Christian Furman do. Other side of the court, demands the ball, gets his own dunk, flexes back on the kid on number 13. I even know number 13's name. Doesn't matter. Flexes back on him. VCU will not get pushed around by any Ivy League schools. Not in our house. Not in our house. Furman didn't get the start. Luke Bamboye got the start. Bamboye is the freshman, and I thought he played well. I love seeing him get more minutes because they're going to need that. Firm can't carry a 40-minute load when we get to conference play, and there's some big conference games coming. I don't know if you've looked ahead. It's the Bonnies and Loyola, first two A-10 games. I mean, certainly two of your tougher A-10 games right out of the gate here, and then big games this weekend as well. All right, after the game, had a little impromptu press conference. Joe Bamisil and Max Schulga, you'll be able to tell who's who, because you know Joe Bamisil and Max Schulga is Ukrainian, so they do sound different, so don't worry about that. You'll be able to tell who's who. Luke Bamboye, who kind of the star of the game, freshman, you know, getting his first start, getting some significant minutes, was not at the press conference because he had a class presentation last night. He was taken directly from the game over to his classroom. His class runs from 7 to 10 p.m., the game ended at 9, and it was like presentation night. His group was doing a presentation. They scheduled his group last for 9:30. He went straight from the Siegel Center over to the classrooms, delivered a presentation.
That's an A.
I hope he showed up in his jersey. I'm running out of time, so we've got to play this. But here is Max and Joe chatting about everything that happened during the game.
I mean, just not really... Even though it was like we won the game, but like we never like want to make it look like we're done playing. You know what I mean? Like until the horn sounds. So it's just that play till the last possession, and yeah, does that.
Max, it seems like you've added a lot to your game this offseason. When you did the NBA circuit and kind of those workouts, how much of that did you absorb into what you brought to your game this year?
I mean, not much really. Like I just did one workout. But I mean, they did let me know the stuff that I need to work on. But I already knew what like my weaknesses and what I had to work on regardless. So yeah, it's just staying in the gym and working on that was big time.
You guys have been really good throughout the season with early second half runs, I think, and getting separation in a game like this. If they tied it up at 21, tied it up at 23, what did you guys feel like you did early in that second half sequence to get separation in this game?
I think we talk about having sustained pressure and playing the right way. I think we could have done a better job of playing the right way. But I think as long as we are us and we stay in line with our identity, like teams are just going to unintentionally fall behind because we're constantly pressuring and then we have so many offensive threats.
Both of you have taken a step up on defense this season. Joe, 2 blocks, Max, 2 steals, 16 forced turnovers as a team. What kind of point of emphasis was it like in keeping a team under 50 again, especially?
I mean, keeping the team under 50 is not really never an emphasis, but you know, when everyone is bought into on the defensive end and everyone is playing it over the course of a 40-minute game, then stuff like that is going to happen. So it's just that, just not only having focus on the offensive end, but just playing defense for all 40.
Joe, how big do you think that your new diet has contributed to your defensive success?
That's crazy. I do think having a bigger frame has made defense easier. Shout out to eating edible protein.
You've never meat so far?
That's a crazy question. I enjoy, I like oxtails a lot.
Yeah, nice.
Or a nice little filet.
Nice. Yeah.
And Joe, you know, 2 for 8 from behind the arc.
Yeah.
How do you kind of keep your head space? Like, when, you know, it's maybe the shots aren't falling the way you kind of want them to. Like, how do you, you know, keep wanting to keep trying them?
Dude, I don't. I feel like it's just one of those things where I'm so used to shooting that like it's a per game thing. You know, like if I don't know. Like, I feel like I haven't been hitting shots at the clip I'm used to, but like I'm gonna go into next game thinking I'm 0 for 0. So I mean, I am. You know, when the game starts, it's 0 for 0. So like, it definitely, there's bits of it that's frustrating, but it's basketball. There's other ways to affect the game. There's other ways to, and as long as we win, that's the most important. But don't tell me next time. No.
Do you guys feel like picking up full court consistently suits this personnel? It seems like you guys have played some of your best basketball this year when you're able to speed up the opposition and pick up full court and turn defense into offense.
Yeah, I think so. You know, like I said it before, like we did a lot of conditioning this offseason way more than we did before last season. So, you know, everyone is really well conditioned, and like everyone is used to playing that way because we play like that every single practice. So yeah, it's definitely easier than you know what it might seem like. Like comparing it to last year, because we weren't really doing it last year. Yeah, I think it definitely suits how we play in us.
What does that look like? The more running, more longer practices with
conditioning.
Would you crank up? Yeah.
Yeah, just running, a lot of running. Like after, you know, we do with Coach Roos, we do our conditioning circuit, and then we run. Like on Mondays we run, and then on I think like Wednesdays we ran as well. Like after like it. Like after our practice, we're still running. I don't know if they're suicides, but like, yeah, we're just running. Like,
22.
A lot of running. Yeah.
And then we guard each other like this, like in practice.
Yeah.
So you're like, I think during the games, we know that like we're used to being tired, and the other team's not necessarily used to being tired. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's Joe Bamisil. And Max Schulga, Joe can take this show whenever he wants. Joe could do this show better than me. I have no doubts about that. He's also better at basketball, though, so maybe he should stick with that. So Joe is a vegan and switched to eating meat this year to try to bulk up. The question was, do you have a favorite meat? And you heard him laugh and say that's an absurd question, and then answer it with oxtail and fillets. Two great choices. A lot of running. A lot of pressing going on with this year's team, obviously speaks to the style of basketball they want to play. We'll have plenty more on last night's VCU game. Look ahead to their trip out west. We'll dive into the rest of the world of sports as well, off and running on a Tuesday. You're listening to MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Hanging out on a Tuesday morning in 9 minutes. We'll hear from Zach Joachim. You know him from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. We chatted after last night's VCU win. Nice 66-47 win over Penn. And we'll talk more about this as the show goes on. They will lose net ranking points for only beating Penn by 19. It was actually not a productive night for the team and its postseason hopes. But you need these every once in a while. A little tune-up before they head out west for some games that are very much crucial to their NCAA tournament hopes, which we chatted with Zach about, which, again, you'll hear here in a few minutes. Last night was also football night, wrapping up a week of football. Looking ahead, before we get to the Cowboys game, this week is a really good week of football. Great Sunday schedule. Obviously, we'll have Commander Saints on the Fan, 1 o'clock. Full pregame, full postgame, all the things that we do. The 4 o'clock window is just loaded with games that matter. Sit yourself in front of the television and enjoy it. It's going to be really good. You got Bucks Chargers, Bills Lions, even Colts Broncos has major implications. And of course, then Steelers Eagles, the Battle of Pennsylvania, where they're both double-digit win teams. So you have two games with teams with double-digit wins, Bills, Lions, and Steelers, Eagles. It should be fantastic. Great day of football Sunday. It was pointed out to me, though, that in 2 weeks, next Sunday, we have what may be the worst Sunday of football the NFL will ever offer us in December. Right now, your primetime game next week, unless they move it, is Tampa against Dallas, which is a full stinker. Your 425, which is also a good window, is 49ers-Dolphins. And they're both largely out of it at the moment as well. So what can we flex at 1 o'clock? Not much. Patriots-Bills, Cardinals-Panthers, Lions-Bears, Browns-Bengals. It's just full-on duds up and down the board. Eagles-Commanders is in that group. Eagles-Commanders may end up getting flexed before the day's over. That's actually your best matchup by record of anybody next Sunday. The reason is they took all the good teams to Saturday so they can then play them on Christmas for this Netflix Beyonce spectacular that they're doing. So we have good football on Saturday next week, but not Sunday. But this week we've got good football, which is great. Last night we didn't have good football, but it was the Cowboys, so we get to laugh at them.
All right, here's the punt by Ryan Rako.
Oh, got it.
Ball is blocked. Oh, no, Cowboys touch it. The Bengals are going to have the ball.
Oh, no.
You can't touch it. when it's blocked beyond the line of scrimmage, and the Bengals are going to have it at the 45.
They blocked the punt, but then recovered their blocked punt, but then gave it back to the Bengals. The oh no is as close as we'll get to summing up the Cowboys season. Shades of Leon Lett there on Monday Night Football with the Cowboys and the Bengals. Here's the thing. The Cowboys, who are 5-8, remain a good football team. And you know this. I am preemptively scared to death that the whole shebang for the Commanders is going to ride on beating them in Week 18 in Dallas. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it, if that's what it comes down to. Because I think this is a talented team. Joe Burrow, super talented quarterback, by the way. He did not have, he had some great throws. But the Cowboys' defense gave them a chance. Jerry Jones weighed in after the game, as he does.
If you had told me that going into the end of that fourth quarter, all they had was 20 points, I would have taken that with a smile and said, if we can hold them to 20, that gives us our best chance. And we did that. So I thought our defense played really well tonight on balance. Played well enough to win. And obviously our offense played well enough to win. There's three phases. You got a special teams phase, and that cost us.
The defense played well enough to win. The offense played well enough to win. They lost 27-20. I need Jerry to keep that energy for the end of the offseason. We're close. We're really close. The defense is good. The offense is good. I need Jerry to keep that energy. No major changes in Dallas. You got a great coach. He's won a Super Bowl. And Mike McCarthy, Jerry, if you're listening, if you accidentally tuned into the Fan Richmond instead of the Fan Dallas this morning, everything's going great. You're really close to breaking through. You got a great coach, Mike McCarthy. Just people around the league love Mike McCarthy because he's won a Super Bowl. Just tons of respect for him. This offense scored 20 whole points against the Cincinnati Bengals, Jerry. That's amazing. 20 whole points. They played well enough to win. The defense held Joe Burrow to 20 points at the start of the fourth quarter. Weird time to pick to say the number of points that Joe Burrow had scored. Most people judge by the entire game. But I think you should keep judging based on how Joe Burrow did through three quarters. That's a good metric for you to use, Jerry. And I agree. That defense played well enough to win. You're this close. The important thing, Jerry Jones, as you go into this offseason, is to keep in mind, you don't need major changes. You don't need to blow anything up. You don't need to go make any major moves. You're really close. You should stick with this group for another year. You owe it to them. You owe it to the fans who deserve that consistency, who bought their Rico Dowdle jerseys, Jerry, and you don't want them to have to buy another jersey. You probably do. That's a bad example. But you're this close to winning. Yeah, it's so close. Keep Ezekiel Elliott around. I think another year, I think he's going to round back into his old form. I believe in this. Mike McCarthy, I think another year is all he needs. I just don't know that you've given him enough time. Stick with it, Jerry. You got this. Cowboys are 5-8, but so close to greatness. I think we can all agree the important thing is that the Cowboys don't overreact and start making major changes this offseason. Everything feels really good there. We'll get back to the NFL at 11 o'clock when we do Commanders Rewind, which of course will be not the game. There was no game last week. We'll do the top five Jaden Daniels throws of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Year to date, we'll dive into this Bill Belichick situation as well. When we come back, my interview last night with Zach Joachim after the VCU game. We chatted about the Rams. We chatted about high school football. Verina goes for the state title this weekend and more. You'll have to listen for the and more. This is 910 The Fan at 105.
All right, hang on at CEO Center. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. Drinking a Starbucks here.
How do you feel about that?
It's 9:44 p.m. That's
it is.
How I feel about that. I will say this.
We're still working, though.
Nikki Jamvala, Washington Post Commanders beat writer.
She seems very caffeinated.
She would hit a Starbucks right now, too. So you have company in the journalism sphere.
I was going to say, in the world of reporters, I'm certainly not alone drinking. Plenty of people have cracked the Celsius at 10 p.m. or something like that. And so I might have trouble sleeping later, but...
There's a thing I want to drink right now.
And it's not a coffee.
It's not a coffee.
Well, the VCU CNS students will, if I'm a little blurry-eyed while I'm doing portfolio reviews tomorrow morning, I'll blame the coffee at 9:44 p.m.
Exactly. Are you doing portfolio reviews?
Yeah, I always love doing those because it was only a few years ago that I was having my portfolio reviewed, and so it feels like a good way to give back to the Robertson School. It obviously means a lot to me. Alex Bryan is the best and has invited me the last few semesters to do it, so I always appreciate that opportunity.
I had to decline on account of doing the radio show, I'm doing right now, which would ostensibly free me up to be there tomorrow, but instead I'll be sitting at the radio studio listening to this conversation.
You got early mornings a lot with the radio too.
Yeah.
So well, you can't be drinking coffee at 10 p.m.
I got here and it was 14-2. Mm-hmm. So that happened. Then they tied it up, then they went on another run. Didn't feel eventful at any point tonight. What did we learn about this team through that effort?
No, right out the gates it felt like VCU was gonna waltz to a victory, right? And then Penn cut it to, I think, tied it up at 21 up and 23 up. I think VCU will want to clean up some of the falling asleep on the backdoor cuts defensively, because they're going to see those kinds of sets against Davidson and Richmond a lot in the A-10 specifically. It reminded me how Penn operates of those two teams a little bit. But look, Penn's number 348 in the net nationally. This hurts.
That's a little above bit. Old Dominion. Is a better game than ODU.
don't make this Norfolk native whose mom teaches at ODU think about how much that program has fallen in recent years. But yeah, you sold your soul for football, right? That's not a shot at anyone at ODU.
No, it's the truth.
But people in that community, I remember growing up in a vibrant basketball community.
Sure.
Those VCU ODU games were so much fun. The Constant Center was fun. Gerald Lee, Darius James.
And now they're in the Sun Belt in football.
Yep.
So they got what they wanted in football.
They did.
For sure.
They did. That's the trade-off, right?
That Sun Belt is brutal, by the way. I'm watching Boise do their thing. I'm like, when is a Sun Belt? Because last year JMU would have got the bid, but it's like watching App State hire their coach and watching ODU get good again. Like, that's an SEC style thing. Like, somebody's gonna come out of there with three losses and you're gonna be like, no, actually they're really good.
JMU was so confusing this year.
I
could never put a finger on them, but
they weren't playoff good by any stretch, but they got Mac Brown fired, so
the final ended up being 66-47, and VCU did, I think, what it's done a lot this year. It reminded me of the Georgia Southern game, just in terms of you were kind of sleepwalking through stretches of that first half, and then you got momentum going into halftime. I think VCU built an 8-point lead, right? The Phillip Russell three on this wing over here was big to give them some momentum headed into the break, and then they were just able to separate in that second half, and we talked to Ryan Odom and Max Scholga and Joe Bamisteel about it. I think picking up full court was a big part of that, right? Penn had a 10-second violation.
They did.
That really killed their momentum, by the way.
You never see that anymore.
And VCU did not force it either. It was really just laziness for Penn bringing the ball up and not being aware of the clock. But Joe Bamisteel, Max Scholga, Phillip Russell, even though you didn't have Zeb Jackson tonight, but the guard depth for this team, I think when they've been able to pick up full court and make the game a little frenetic and speed things up is when they've played their best basketball this year. I think of when they built that 14-point lead against Nevada, who's probably the best opponent they played this year, right? In the second half before that one slipped away in Charleston, I think when you've seen them at their ceiling, you know, it harkens a little bit to the VCU of old, where you're picking up full court, you're using your guard depth and your conditioning, which they talked about. I thought you asked a great question in the postgame presser about the offseason conditioning that Max Scholga mentioned, and he just kind of said, we just ran. We just kept running over and over
again. Anything else? No.
No, it's just running.
We just ran a lot.
So, but this is a team that, like, look at the minutes right here. Max Scholga, 35-38. Jack Clark, 31-30. Phillip Russell, 34-26. Joe Bamisteel, 29-55. I mean, the prominent pieces on this team, especially in the backcourt, are playing big minutes, and they're able to defend full court for long stretches, and that's how VCU lengthened out this lead in the second half tonight. Bamisteel, 9 of 23 from the floor. 23 points, his third double-double in college. Ended up with 23 and 11, and they crashed the glass, and that really, when you look at the stat sheet, was the difference tonight, too. And they you could see it in the personnel that Penn doesn't have a whole lot of size up front. Although the Spinoso guy, number 13, tip of the cap to him, because he had some tough post moves tonight.
He wasn't lacking for confidence.
No, ended up with 12 points for them. Had one thunderous dunk. Okay. There were a lot of oohs and ahs in here. That was kind of a fun moment. You couldn't help but tip your cap to him.
How'd
there.
How'd he end up at Penn?
Over Bamboye.
He's got to be like a rocket scientist or something. What's he doing in the Ivy League?
He wanted a first-class education. And so tip of the cap to him, because dude got some moves in the post. VCU 45-29 edge in rebounding, right? 20-3 on second-chance points. And that's really where they won this game, I think. It was with the defensive intensity, being able to pick up full court. Penn 16 turnovers. VCU 13 points off those turnovers. And then they killed a team on the glass that they should have dominated on the glass.
No doubt. It's, this is the tune-up. Now you get the games, you get the action, right? This is the Charleston mulligan, so to speak.
It is.
Where you get two opportunities, Colorado State, New Mexico. You don't have to win them both, but I think you've got to win one of them to stay in this at-large conversation.
Absolutely, to keep the at-large hopes alive. And I think it's the Colorado State one that you have to win, right? VCU is going to be favored in that game on a neutral floor. I want to say the metrics have Colorado State in like the 70s or the 80s. So they're right around where VCU is. You can afford to lose at the Pit, right, if you play New Mexico close. I want to say they're in the 40s the last I looked at the net. So that's
a great opponent.
That's a quad one opportunity going to New
Mexico.
Kudos
to the scheduling. Whoever's doing that got the job done.
And especially, I mean, they know, right? They don't have to have that conversation when you don't have good opponents coming into the Siegel Center, because it's so hard to get good teams to come in here, you know, and you're playing a bunch of teams that you should beat at home in this environment. So much rides on the MTEs and so much rides on this trip out west. And when we looked at the schedule going into the year, we knew that, right? I think we said, what, you need to go 3-2 between those five games, and you're already 1-2 in Charleston. And so you're right, you could probably lose at New Mexico, and with the A-10 being a little better this year at the top, probably more resume-building opportunities. Dayton's obviously really good. Rhode Island and Bonaventure, are they both still undefeated? They're both undefeated for a while, I believe. And so I think you've got more opportunities near the top of the conference. Obviously, Loyola and St. Louis and St. Joseph's are all pretty good. St. Louis, I think, still settling in when they got Avila back.
They had the injury.
And that hurt them early in the non-conference. That hurt the conference as a whole to have one of your best players throughout the A-10 lost for much of non-conference play. But point being, you've got a little more margin for error in the A-10 this year. There's only a few real landmines, teams that you can't lose to. And so, but in order to really keep at-large hopes alive, you need to win both out west. If you were to beat Colorado State and lose to New Mexico, then you'd kind of be right on that bubble of having that realistic hopes of building a at-large NCAA tournament resume, which is obviously the goal for the CC team.
Just that. That's all it is. Just some of the two of the most important games of the year coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Can we sneak in some high school football talk?
Absolutely. We always can.
Because you're a 757 man. this is...
I'm not a Phoebus expert. I'm more of a Maury expert. Well, and I can tell you that I think Bird had a great run getting to a state semifinal. Then no Briarwoods were playing for second place.
No question.
Because that Maury Green run's really good. That Maury Green run game was the state title game, I think, in Class 5. And my Commodores, my alma mater, obviously I don't root for any high school teams, but my alma mater, I think, is
good. This is still better than A1, who's running around yelling, go Hayfield, in our studios. I mean, that's
this guy, is he now a Hayfield supporter?
No, he's always been.
Oh, wait, did he go there?
The story is he wanted to go there. He was zoned to a different school.
Should have transferred.
You can. That's legal now. Everything goes up there.
Verina is the headline.
To wrap up Bird, though, absolutely a season to be proud of. Expectations or whatever. They were not expected to be there. They got there, which is awesome.
The defense was so good. And tip of the cap to Matt Bland, first-year coach, right, and a long time. Played at that program, has coached there for a really long time. For him to get them to a state semifinal in his first year, definitely an accomplishment. That's one of the nastiest defenses that I've seen at the high school level, man. They could really disrupt opposing backfields. James Bland, Jackie Vaughn. I think I'm good.
Do you good?
This guy. We're cleaning up the Siegel Center right now. And I always got to watch for my papers and make sure I got all my box scores.
Yeah, I was going to say, just looking out for my guy here. We're not going to edit this out. The cleaning crew just rolled through. I just want to make sure you didn't lose any of your wisdom.
I think some water bottles, but I might have to go back and get some more at the water fountain.
You got a coffee. You're good.
I do. That's the important part. The caffeine.
But Verina, they can give them a game.
They absolutely can give Phoebus a game with the way that defense is playing right now. Right, you shut out Huguenot and Tuscarora in recent weeks, and you gave up 27 at Dinwiddie, but that's always a tough place to play. Harry Dalton's going to go down as in 804 football lore as one of the area's best all-time high school players, leader in touchdowns accounted for and yards. So for them to go to Dinwiddie and get that win, that really, at the end of the day, Dinwiddie got a late touchdown in that game in kind of garbage time, so it wasn't that close at 41-27. Defensively, man, Jayshon Richardson was an all-metro lineman for them last year. I was fascinated during that Dinwiddie game to hear the generals talking about their moving 56 around on the line to whatever side they were trying to run at. And so Verina does a great job of scheming things up for Jayshon Richardson to make as much of an impact as he can. They were moving him around on the line, trying to stop Dalton and that rushing game that day. And then Braylon Hood and Jaden Walker, they're both juniors. Marcus Lewis, who's an all-metro defensive player of the year, the Verina coach just knows how to coach him up on that side of the ball so well, and especially at linebacker. I think one of the coaches came up during my interview with Hood and Walker after that game. Their numbers are 9-11. And he joked, if you got a problem, call 911. And I think that's the joke for the Verina coaches and team, that's their nickname. And they're two really great, cover all of the field and really quarterback that defense. Then on the back end, Miles Anderson is one of the best cover DBs in the area. And Caleb Weish, sophomore quarterback, who's had an outstanding year under center, is playing both ways for them and playing DB for that team too. And so with how well that defense is playing right now, they really have a chance, I think, to give a juggernaut Phoebus program a run for its money. A Phoebus program that I think has won 46 straight.
That's insane.
And they came up and beat Highland Springs 23-7 at Victor W. Kreider Stadium earlier in the year. So it's going to be a tall task. Phoebus will be favored, but I wouldn't put it past Verina the way that defense is playing right now. And the way that the offense has opened up in the second half of the year with Damari Carter healthy is their leading receiver for them. He was hobbled a little bit through the first half of the year, and I think he's really opened things up with opposing defenses. Having a rollover safety coverage on him has helped out Weish get comfortable in that offense, has helped Devin Henderson in that rushing game get going. So they're multidimensional on the offensive side, where early in the year, I think if you could take away the running game, then it was tough for them to move the ball. They struggled in the second half against Tuscarora offensively, so it's still kind of been hit or miss for them. They'll certainly need to find a rhythm against Phoebus, but with how that defense is playing, they got a chance on Saturday.
Man, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be really
love
fun.
This time of year. Good luck at portfolio review.
Thank you, my friend.
To tell the kids what's up.
I will
get them whipped into shape so I can hire them someday.
I'll do my best. And that really, shout out to Alex Bryan and that program. It meant a lot to me developmentally to have a chance to get my portfolio reviewed, and so I love having that opportunity every year.
All right, Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. back with more after this. You're listening to
910 the fan, 105.1 FM. Hour number two underway on a VCU Victory Tuesday. Looking forward to celebrating that. momentarily here. But first, it's time for a little Commanders Rewind. Now, they didn't play football this weekend. It was the bye week. That doesn't stop us from giving you the most Commanders coverage in town, which is very much what we are setting out to do here. So instead of the traditional Commanders Rewind, we are going to play for you the top five Jaden Daniels throws of this, excuse me, of the season to date. So that's the game plan. We're calling this a win. We're not doing the AI voice like we do after losses, because Jaden Daniels is a win. Let's fire this up.
What's that smell?
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
All right, a little reminder on the Commanders playoff picture here. They're 8-5 with four games to go. Right now they have a one-game lead on the Los Angeles Rams for the final playoff spot in the NFC. So they control their own destiny, to use the popular phrase. But more than that, they've got a little wiggle room, because even if the Rams were to go undefeated, that would knock the Seahawks down. Three of the final four would guarantee a playoff spot, I think. 11 wins, it would be pretty hard to calculate everybody else out to 11. Two of the four, I think, gets the job done. Now, you may need a little help along the way, but I don't think you're going to need a lot of help along the way. Two out of the last four, I think, is the number. You start with a big opportunity this week in New Orleans where Derek Carr's injured, the Saints quarterback. You're coming off the bye. Everybody's fresh. Everybody's healthy. This would be a good one to get, just to put a little distance on the West and have that opportunity to win down the stretch. Because you got the Saints, Philly, and then that big game against Atlanta that I think everybody has circled now as being very significant for the playoff chase. And it wouldn't surprise me if we get the news that that game's going to move to Saturday here before long. We're expecting flex game news at some point today. Obviously, if it happens during the show, we will relay it to you and let you know what's going on. But that's the overview. The reason we're here. There are lots of reasons we're here. Frankie Louvu's been great. The new coaching staff is very good. The offensive line has improved with Tyler Biadasz. But the reason we're here is Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels has been spectacular this season. He is the rookie of the year in the NFL without any discussion or debate. We settled that last week when I explained that this notion that Bo Nix has been as good as him is just not true. He is the best rookie in all of football. He is playing very well. And I trust him with the game on the line, which is not true of a lot of veteran quarterbacks. There are a lot of guys out there. You need to play it safe, need to give the defense the ball. I want number five holding the ball with the game on the line. Top five Jaden Daniels touchdown throws this year. Four of the five are to our guy, Terry McLaurin. And I don't think that's any accident that this season and the success has come with Terry McLaurin having one of his best career years, as we all knew he would be capable of when they finally paired him with a legitimate quarterback. All right, here we go. Starting the list, it's the Browns and the Commanders. This is one of their four blowout wins this year, and this is how you get those wins started in style.
Now, to your point, the longest safety is only 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Here's the snap to Daniels. Big pressure coming up the middle. He tries to get away from Delpit. It does. Move to his right. Looking downfield. Throwing for McLaurin behind the defender. Catches at the 15. Stumbles down to the 2. Jaden Daniels has done it again.
London Fletcher, Bram Weinstein. And that's Logan Paulson contributing occasionally in the background. The main thing is Bram gives the call and London Fletcher laughs. That's the format here. We enjoy the format. It provides a nice consistency to our lives. That one against the Browns. The Browns sent the house on a blitz. This is still month one of Jaden Daniels. And the Buccaneers rattled him in game one with the blitzes, and everybody else kept trying to do it, and he figured it out pretty quickly. You remember that Browns game? They got him the first couple drives. They got him down. He goes to the sideline. He figures it out. He comes back out, slides out of the pressure, finds the open Terry McLaurin. Absolutely fantastic. Steelers game. They didn't win this game, but this is our number four best Jaden Daniels touchdown pass. So it's a 54-yarder here to Terry, keeping things relevant against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
First and 10 as we start the second half. Washington moving right to left at their own 29-yard line. Play action throw over the middle. Wide open Terry McLaurin at the 40. 45, 50. Scampers away from the defense. In a foot race at the 30. 25 and pulled down inside the 20. Huge play to start the second half. Daniels to McLaurin.
Man, oh man. Beautiful play called in a decision on the zone read RPO. He sees the linebackers vacate because they've been jumping up so hard to stop the run. Leaves a huge void in the center of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, and after that, Terry McLaurin is off to the races.
That's where we give the props to Cliff Kingsbury here, right? These guys have been really good going into the locker room and really good coming out of the locker room. They get better as the game goes on. And that's Jaden. Jaden does a lot of, you know, self-improvement throughout the game as well, but it's largely Cliff Kingsbury. He's had a very positive influence. I get asked all the time. I'll keep getting asked all the time. I'll say it again. He's not going anywhere this offseason, since he's the only job I think you'd give even a second of consideration to, because how special it'd be to play with Joe Burrow. If that opened, I'd be scared. Any other job, forget about it. He's staying. He's still getting paid very nicely by the Arizona Cardinals to not coach their football team, and for that, we are grateful. Bittersweet here at number three on the top five Jaden Daniels throws countdown. This should be one of his all-time career highlights. Instead, it becomes a sad footnote in a frustrating game. But before that, we had the excitement.
Empty backfield is how it starts for Daniels. Here's the snap. Dallas just brings three. He's able to step up. Lobs one over to Terry McLaurin, who's open. 45-50, 45-40. Turns on the Jets. He's gone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They've done it again! Another miracle in Landover!
Do you believe in miracles? Oh, my! Jaden Daniels does it again! Wow!
Unbelievable! 86-yard touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin!
All they have to do is make the extra point. They just have to make an extra point. There's no way they could miss an extra point. They missed the extra point. Ah, man, that was so fun in the moment. Because it coming off the Hail Mary, and you thought, oh, he's going to do it again. It was incredible. Had the stadium shaken. And, I mean, that should be one of the iconic plays of Jaden Daniels' tenure in Washington. It ends up not being one of the iconic plays. Still fun. Still a great throw. Still backs up my main point. You want this kid having the ball with the game on the line. This next throw, I think, may be the most important throw Jaden Daniels has ever made. And it's fascinating to me. The top three here, the Cowboys throw there, this throw, which is against the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football, and which I gushed about for weeks on this program, so you're not surprised this one made the list, obviously. This one came on national TV, too. Monday Night Football against the Bengals. And it's not just that we still thought the Bengals were good at this point. The Bengals are still good. They are still a good team, as you saw last night, that have had some bad breaks this year, for sure. And Joe Burrow, I've said this before, and this segment isn't about that. I think he's the second-best quarterback in football. I really do. And if you want to argue Josh Allen, you can. The results don't lie. But Joe Burrow's incredible. And Jaden Daniels is matching him throw for throw on national TV on Monday Night Football. And it's crunch time, and it's time to win the game. And this is a throw that I think 9 out of 10 offensive coordinators in the film room would tell you don't make this throw. It's too tight of a window. You need to take the check down, live to fight another day. Jaden with a perfect ball in the perfect moment to Terry McLaurin.
They They got to snap it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house. James loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
I love London Fletcher so much. That's the best. What can you do? Just laugh. We got a guy. We got a quarterback. Number 5. He's pretty good. I love it. Fantastic throw and catch by Terry McLaurin. With the blitz coming, no time to set, no time to make the perfect throw. Puts it exactly where he needs to. That's where Jaden Daniels got national attention. Because it's Monday Night Football. Everybody's watching. It's like, oh, he can do that? He can do that. Okay. Spent a lot. Like, for me, that's probably the number one throw Jaden Daniels will make for a long time. Come on now. He threw a Hail Mary and he completed it. That's the number one throw on the Jaden Daniels top throw countdowns. Let's hear it.
3. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
only throw not caught by Terry McLaurin. That was the Noah Brown special. Bears will need to learn to pay more attention to the Hail Mary in the future. Fantastic finish. I don't think I've ever seen a stadium go 0-100 that quickly, right? Because normally it's kind of the slow crescendo. You drive down the field, there's a big play, you know, there's a buzz, and then it gets higher and higher and higher. Like, that stadium was like, guess we're going to have to drive home from Landover, Maryland right now. That stinks. And then just, boom, they win. The place goes nuts. Another national TV game with Tony Romo in the house on national TV. That's why I love Jaden Daniels. The moments have not been too big for him, and I think some big moments are coming down the stretch of this season as well. Commanders Rewind. We do it every Tuesday. Jaden Daniels centric Commanders Rewind, his 5 best throws in Washington. We are back with more MP on the Mic right after this. You are listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
To 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
If you're in the mic,
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Yesterday, Monday, is the Peyton and Eli show during Monday Night Football. They have Bill Belichick on. That's pretty normal. Bill Belichick knows football. What's not normal is that Bill Belichick is in the running to become head coach of the University of North Carolina. So what he had to say, obviously, is of interest to a lot of people. And I know, one, we have a lot of North Carolina fans here in Richmond. That's Yeah, they're around town. They live amongst us. But two, it's of regional ACC interest as well, because North Carolina is the school that has done the best job of getting Virginia high school talent down away from Virginia in the last few years as well. So who they hire as coach is very relevant in that regard. Let's start with Bill Belichick last night making the media rounds with Pat McAfee and with Peyton and Eli. It's the first day of the transfer portal, so obviously everybody's curious. Everybody's trying to lock down their coaches here before they go spend their money. Here's Bill on where things are at with North Carolina.
You know, I've had a chance this year to take a longer look at college football during the college season as opposed to in the spring from the draft perspective. And that's been interesting, as well as staying up with pro football. So it's been a good year for me. I've learned a lot. So, you know, I've had an opportunity to talk to Chancellor Roberts, and, you know, we've had a couple of good conversations. So we'll see how it goes.
That's classic Bill Belichick. We're on to Duke. We're on to SMU. That's a lot of words. We'll see how it goes. UNC interviewing other candidates as well, but certainly the reports of multiple conversations tells you there's something real to this. He kind of gave his sales pitch, right? When Bill's in the room, here's what he's saying to UNC and to the schools that are considering taking him as their coach.
It seems like college football is more like pro football. I've talked to a lot of college coaches about things like the salary cap and putting value on players and negotiating, kind of mixing all that together. So I think there are some similarities. From what I've heard, I haven't experienced it firsthand.
He's going to be a fundraiser now. Hope you like it, Bill. Hope you like those dinners with the donors, shaking them down for more money to get good players. He's correct, though, and my stance remains the same, which is Bill Belichick is probably really well-suited to be a college football coach right now. The problem with an NFL team hiring Bill Belichick is you can't sell a fan base that this is a long-term solution, because it's clearly not. If you let him be the general manager, the track record there on drafting is very poor over the last few years, right? So there's not a lot of optimism there. If you just let him coach, he's incentivized, of course, to prioritize the short term, and fans are going to be there for the long term. Well, college doesn't have that problem. In college, you get a new team every year if you want to get a new team every year. You can go buy a new team every year. I think two things. One, UNC, they got some alums with money. You may or may not know that. They got some rich people down there. Bill Belichick, I think, would turbocharge the fundraising. I think he would absolutely be a great fundraiser and ambassador for UNC in that regard. He'd get people excited, get people, oh, we got Bill Belichick, we got to give him a good team. But two, in a world where you essentially have a new team every year, he would be very good at coaching that team up and playing to their strengths, which he always was in New England as well. He's good at the scheming elements of football. He can draw a play on a napkin and it'll work. And that's what you got to do in college football, because you don't know who's going to be on your team on a day-to-day basis. So I think there's a lot of potential upside here for Bill Belichick going to college football, especially if he's reading tea leaves that say there's no job waiting for him in the pros. And I think the Cowboys would be the gig he's waiting for. And I would guess there's ways to check in with Jerry Jones and see if that's a legit possibility or not. But things aren't getting easier. Things are not getting easier. Tulane quarterback Darian Mensah has scheduled a visit with Duke today. He's probably the number one get among quarterbacks in the portal. Tulane had a great season. There's going to be a bidding war for him. If Duke's buying itself a nice quarterback, that makes life harder across the street at UNC, right? That is a zero sum game there. That's not one where you can get a good quarterback, they can get a good quarterback, everybody can win. That's a game you're going to have to win if you're Bill Belichick. And now you see your rivals getting a great player out of the portal potentially. If they get that, all of a sudden the game is elevated. And you think about UVA, got some money to spend. Is money to spend enough anymore? It seems like everybody has some money to spend. It seems like everybody's seeing what SMU did, going from nothing to ACC title game to the playoffs, and say, oh, we can do that. We just throw money at it and it works. Throwing money at it only works if a small number of schools are throwing money at it. When everybody starts throwing money at it, money is just the cost of playing. You also need intelligent general managers, scouts, personnel people. You need a pro-style operation. Bill Belichick knows how to build a pro-style operation. It makes sense in a lot of ways to me. Let's duck out early here. I want to make sure we give Ryan Odom the time he needs because he's the coach of the VCU Rams, and he's important, and he won a basketball game last night, 66-47 over Penn, and we'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. This is pretty cool this morning. RVA Sports Awards are held every February. Jackie Joyner-Kersee will be the featured speaker this year. I think this is like the fourth one. In some big footsteps, Taylor Heinicke did it a couple of years ago, which was great. They always have an athlete of note. Hard to do much better than Jackie Joyner-Kersee, so that'll be cool to have her at the RVA Sports Awards this year headlining. And I think there's still time to get to the RVA Sports Awards page, vote for that, nominations, all that good stuff, celebrating the best of the year of sports, always one of my favorite events of the year, down there at the Altria Theater, as it will be again this year. So the RVA Sports Awards and Jackie Joyner-Kersee there. By the way, we've got a little while we're doing breaking news here before we get to Ryan Odom, little twist on Saints Commanders this weekend. The Saints have signed a new quarterback, and it's Ben DiNucci, James Madison University, as seen with the Dallas Cowboys briefly as well. Ben DiNucci has signed with the New Orleans Saints, and will be in uniform as the backup this weekend against the Washington Commanders, Sunday, 1 o'clock, right here on The Fan. All right, news from Matt Norlander. He is CBS Sports college basketball reporter. The portal's open, blah, 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 whatever. BYU just landed the number one prospect in America for next year in college basketball. Massachusetts native A.J. Dibonsa, and we'll have to learn how to pronounce that name here, obviously, over the next few months if he's truly the number one player in America, if he's next year's Cooper Flag, has committed to the Cougs. I'm told the NIL package is enormous, believed to be record-setting in the NIL era. BYU buying itself a nice basketball team. Good for them. I think that, like, everybody wants to be good at football. I think there's opportunities here downstream to funnel your NIL money and be just, like, dominant at other things. Like, softball. What would it cost to have the best softball team in America? Like, just get the best 9 players? It can't cost as much as football. Like, you could fundraise for that. I feel like there's missed opportunities here. Everybody's throwing the money at football. Pick a sport and get really, like, be a volleyball powerhouse. There's options. There's opportunities here. UVA, go get yourself the best squash team in America. Just do it.
Flava Flav did water polo.
Flava Flav does water polo. There you go. Exactly. VCU last night, big win over Penn. 66-47 was down there at the Stew. This is, this is the net era, right, where the rankings, this it doesn't matter that they won. It very much matters that they didn't lose. But beating Penn is not going to do anything for you. And the net ratings, because Penn came in as the 340th best team in America out of 360 college basketball programs, right? So the details weren't as important. That said, Max Shulga is still playing at a very high level. You saw Joe Bamisa went 2-for-8 behind the arc. We played the interview with him. He's like, hey, you know, it's not what I want, but I come into every game with a fresh dose of confidence, and had the great line. I come into every game like I'm 0-for-0 in that game. Because I am. The stats back that up. Again, Joe could host this show better than me if he ever wanted to, so hopefully he'll keep being good at basketball for a very long time. We saw Luke Bamboye get his first start of his college career last night, and then saw Luke Bamboye whisked away to class to give a presentation before the night was over. It's a true student athlete over there. Luke skipped the locker room, went straight on to class. I hope he was still wearing the jersey. I bet he changed. If I were him, I would have done the presentation in the jersey. I think that's what I would have done. Here's Ryan Odom, some post-game thoughts, and he's asked about Luke getting his first start there after his opening statement.
So obviously pleased with the win. A tough game. We got off to a great start. And then they did a great job of you know, getting back into the game in a big way. And, you know, they defended well. You know, they, you know, got some easy baskets up the court, made some timely threes in that first half to kind of get it tighter. And I think overall we just had just enough spurts, right, to win the game. On offense, even though it wasn't a very clean offensive performance for us, not enough passing, a little bit too much one-on-one. Certainly the shot making wasn't necessarily there, right? But we did, you know, clean up the glass. And certainly that was evident from the very beginning of the game that our guys were determined, you know, to go rebound the basketball. And, you know, all in all, pleased with the win and, you know, looking forward, you know, to getting back in the gym on Wednesday and in the film room to try to help the guys, you know, get a little bit better.
When did you decide that Luke would get the start, and what went into that decision?
Yeah, it just we wanted to give him a chance, you know, early in the season to do it and switch it up. And, you know, it might be that we go back, you know, the other direction, you know, the next game. And so we don't want any of our guys, you know, we certainly want you know, our guys to understand their roles, you know, and Luke was coming off an amazing game, you know, in the last game. He did really well, and I thought he got off to a good start, you know, again, and made some spectacular plays. But we're going to need both of them, right? And there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm really proud of both of those guys.
That's Ryan Odom. He's the coach of the VCU Rams, and you gotta like what you've got with the freshman there, Luke Bamboye, right? Reward him with the start. Great night to do that, of course. Unspoken, but certainly not unnoticed. Little putting Firm on notice, little tiny bit of like Christian Furman's the starter, and then one night you're not the starter, and Luke Bamboye is the starter. This praise well deserved for Luke Bamboye. Who absolutely deserved the start last night, has been playing well. And the blocks are incredible. He closed in on a three-point shooter, got a block at one point early in the second half. It was a high-quality shot block. He was not in position for the block, used his reach and got there. So the praise is all well-deserved. Little tiny bit, though. Maybe a little tiny bit of a fire under Firm. We got the A-10 coming up, and kids playing all right. Just know, I got options. A little bit of that poke. One of the other things we've talked about a lot with this team, and why I'm not going super hard into that plot line, is that they need everybody, and especially with the style they play and the way they want to press. They're going to need Bamboye and Firm. It's really not an either or. They're going to need both of them to be successful, and Jack Clark and Michael Bell. They're going to need everybody to be successful this season. But one of the storylines is how they've played and the press that they've played. And you heard the players, Max and Joe, talk about how they ran a lot this offseason. Coach Roos, the strength and conditioning coach, cranked up the regimen, had them run after practices, had them guard full speed. So I asked Ryan Odom about that decision to really crank up the conditioning element for this year's team.
Well, we were going to press, right? We went into last season wanting to press as well, and then the numbers just kind of dwindled on us, right? Without Joe, without Sean, and it just didn't make sense. You know, you get mid-year like that, it's hard to change it. And, you know, for us, we wanted to make sure going into this season that, you know, this is what we're going to be about and what we want to do. And getting set on defense and applying pressure in the full court, you know, it takes a lot of effort and it takes, you know, conditioning. And Roos did a great job and understood, you know, he's involved in all of this and understood, you know, what the way that in which we were trying to play. And so he wanted to train them in his time to get them ready for, you know, this. And I think you can see it in their physical fitness. They did get a little bit tired tonight. You know, not having Zeb again in the game, like that changes the rotations a little bit. And, you know, we didn't feel it as much last game because he played the first half, played 9 minutes. But in this game, we felt it a little bit. And, you know, I thought the guys off the bench did a solid job, but not their best, you know, this time. Terrence played well down the stretch. But it's going to happen, you know, from time to time. You know, they want to play better, right? And the last game, they gave us a huge lift and, you know, helped the starters. And then all of a sudden, the starters took it. And so I think that's the type team that we have, and we've got to continue to cultivate that.
That is such a great coach answer there, by the way. Yeah, pressing's important to us. You know, we want to press. We feel like that's when our defense is at our best. We're doing a lot of work to make sure we're conditioned. And also, they stunk tonight, and they need to be better, and we're going to get better. Don't worry. I will let them know they need to be better, and they're going to be better. They only won by 19. We are going to get them into shape before these games out west. That's a guy who knows what's coming. That's a guy who understands Penn's not playing you out west. That's a guy who understands the whole season, in a lot of ways, rides on these next two games. If you think we're being dramatic, look at the numbers. Look at what's there ahead of you. You can't assume you're going to steamroll through the A-10. There's too many good teams there this year. You have to set yourself up to be nationally relevant before A-10 play. And quite frankly, they didn't do it in Charleston. 1-for-3 wasn't good enough in Charleston, but they were really close. Everybody saw it. Really close to winning both of those games, maybe even should have won both of those games they lost. So they can do it. Now you get the mulligan. Get two opportunities down out west, left coast. I never, like, you talk to West Coasters, they'll tell you, like, Utah and Vegas are not West Coast. I don't know what, New Mexico? Not West Coast? You're an actual West Coaster. New Mexico, West Coast or not West Coast?
Yeah, I'll take it.
You're in West Coast. Okay, good to know. We got the ruling. They're going out west. These are two wildly important games. Saturday night, Colorado State, tournament caliber team. And then you go down to New Mexico Wednesday night, late game. Staying up late there on West Coast time out there in New Mexico. Massively important game to their tournament hopes. I think they have to have one of the two to stay in this at-large discussion. Obviously, both of them puts them in a really good place and maybe even gets us back to talking about top 25, which we were talking about for a minute before the season started. That's the goal. That's the dream. And that's what Ryan Odom is laser focused on you here as he gets his team ready, right? Finals are coming to an end. Time to get focused on basketball. Get out there to Vegas. We'll be talking about that as the week goes on before that game at the Lee's Family Forum. We haven't verified. Is that Lee's Chicken? We'll find out. It's the Lee's Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. I would assume it's named after Lee's Chicken, but I don't know that. It used to be the Dollar Loan Center. The Dollar Loan Center is not as cool a name as the Lee's Family Forum, for sure. They're moving through a lot of... Oh, no, it's not. Okay, I've got it here. The naming rights of the Dollar Loan Center expired on April 1st, 2024. This is not an April Fool's joke,
April
Hazel.
Fools.
And not an April Fool's joke. The owners of Lee's Discount Liquor purchased the naming rights.
Probably the right choice to go with Family Forum instead of Discount Liquor.
So it's the Lee's Family Forum, named after Lee's Discount Liquor. The chances we have fun with this for the remainder of the week, Hazel, are not zero.
chances are high.
We've got some material to work with. Lee's Family Forum in beautiful Henderson, Nevada. What more?
Don't call it not Las Vegas.
What more could you want? It's spitting distance of Vegas. You can see Vegas from the top of the Lee's Family Forum. You can see the fake New York skyline of Vegas.
Sphere, a glowing jewel.
You can see the glowing sphere from the Lee's Family Forum. Big basketball games. We'll get you ready for them, of course, and you'll hear them right here on The Fan. We got to take a break. We'll cross talk with our guy, Awad. He's at River City Roll. Check in with him down there on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.